Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So down to the semis and Championship Sunday coming ahead next weekend's 92nd Annual City Golf Tournament. Quarterfinal Sunday, interesting, as two defending champions made it through, Doak Henry Jr. and Ike Martin in men's and seniors respectively. Doak Jr., a 3-2 winner over Chad Osborne. Logan Vernon, by the way, a 13 seed, knocked out three-time city champ Mitch Orr, 2-1. Advancing to the semis, Nick Burris finally ousted Brian Muehlhouse yesterday in 23 holes. The HT's Jim Gordillo telling me one of the longest matches in the history of the tournament. He's checking up on that. Three-time champion Chris Williams also advanced to the semis, and the ageless Mark seeking a 12th city crown and his fourth in seniors play. He was an easy 6-5 winner. Seniors Jim Alexander and Brad Leach move on in super senior. Gary Playford ousted five-time champion George Finley in 19. Dick Meacham and Robin Harper made it to the semis. By the way, Meacham took out John Cantwell 3-1 a day after Cantwell sent defending champion Rick Miracle packing on Saturday. Have a great start to the week. Seize the day and week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So some leftovers as we glance at weekend happenings, and I want to add to the juniors playing in the 92nd Annual City Golf Tournament. But before we get to that, friends of ours have competed. Russ Wilkie, a solid 6-5 winner in the fourth flight, but Mark Deal, Duke Timms, Lance Ringler, not as fortunate. Son Landon did win a match, but he lost to Nick Balouche on Sunday. Balouche and fellow South Panther Jacob Payne now will battle this weekend for the juniors title. By the way, the HT's Jim Gordillo tells me that tee times for the weekend for everyone will be out no later than Wednesday. They're supporting a great cause, the Ellisville Boys and Girls Club, and that is the Heroes Golf Marathon. It is going on all of today at Rolling Meadows. We wish everyone the best there. It's a good report card. The only 4 positive tests for COVID, a 1.3% against the 299 that have been tested out at IU. Phase 2 continuing this week with men's soccer and field hockey coming on board for voluntary works. We're still in phase 1, week 2 for our high school teams, and that's where we are as we move forward. Our thought for the day, the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.